That kind of twang is something you can expect to hear all week long on Calf Country. Calf Country Legends, 9:30 a.m. in Flagstaff, our Flagstaff affiliate. They also have FM 93.5 if you're in Flagstaff. It doesn't carry very far out. They do have an FM signal, the AM signal. I've got it as far down as Skull Valley before. Where our promotion team is this weekend at the Homeco Home Show. We've got Lance Kunkel on the line. The home show is now open?
Yep, we are about just over 30 minutes in. Pretty solid turnout so far. Great weather.
And Homeco is on Butler, the industrial part of Flagstaff. Right, anybody that's been through there knows it.
Yep, right off Butler and the I-40 is probably the easiest way for those who are unfamiliar with the area. We got, free everything, free parking, free admission, free beer garden, free cookies, free soda. I mean, you name it.
Free things to do. Sounds like a great place to hang out.
And in addition, I was able to confirm this. If you're looking to do some shopping, not just with the vendors, but actually at the hardware store, they are doing no sales tax all today.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
And you guys have a couple promotional giveaways?
Yes, so we are going to be giving away a channel lock plier set as well as a Stanley Fat Max saw. And you know what? Let's do. Why don't we do a code word? You come by the booth, maybe. How about CAF for 93.5, our affiliate up here?
That's KAFF, Calf Country.
KAFF, yep.
Excellent.
You're at the home show, come by the booth, give us the code word, and you'll pick a prize.
Lance is a guy that's almost 6'5". He weighs, he's pushing about 225, very lean, very intimidating, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, that's a fairly accurate description.
That might have been the truth twice as big as it is.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right, that's Calf and Lance and Jen out there at the Homeco Home Show. Calf Country Legends, our Flagstaff affiliate, one of our newest affiliates, but it's an interesting story. The gentleman, Steve Hosier, that runs Calf and Great Circle Media, he's actually the one that put us on our first affiliate when we branched outside of Phoenix. He was down in Tucson running KNST and their cluster of iHeart stations in Tucson, put us on down there in 2004. And then in 2011, he called me and he said, "Romy, hey, it's Steve. I got some news." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm on my way to Flagstaff. I bought a radio station and you're going to be on there on Saturday." I said, "Oh, all right."
That sounds like Steve Hosier to me. I've known him for a long time.
He said, "Is it the top format?" And he's like, "No, it's country." I'm like, "Oh,
that's a top format.
I can do that." So we appreciate our CAF affiliate. And they've got a couple CAF stations now. They've got their 92.9, which is like modern today's country, and then they've got their 9:30 a.m. that we're on and 93.5 FM simulcast. That's the Calf Legends, and I stream that a lot of times when I'm working at the office when I need music, because they've got everything I listen to on there.
Good station.
Great station. Mm-hmm. So it is the third segment, the 9 o'clock hour. It's our weekly home maintenance how-to that we do in conjunction with our new app that we've licensed for our listeners. And it's a way to keep on top of the projects your home requires on a weekly basis. And if we can keep up with weekly tasks and maintain our homes, it really makes our homes an asset to us instead of being a slave to our homes. If we could, and I say if we could, I'm not this, this does not apply to me. I'm not in a situation where I could put my home on the market today. But if we lived in our homes and maintained them to the point where we could put it on the market at any given moment, the value is going to be better than you can get anywhere else in the neighborhood. You're not going to have to suddenly come up with out-of-pocket costs fixing this, fixing that, just to be able to put it on the market. Or in reverse, if you didn't have that money, offering it at a less value because of all these repairs that your home needs. So you're not getting the return on investment that you've made in that home. A home should be something that we ultimately, eventually, can make money on as property value appreciates, as neighborhoods mature and become a better designation or desired designation, whether it's the neighborhood itself, the schools, the community, whatever the case may be. Our home should always be appreciating. And the last thing we want for any of our Arizona homeowners is to have to lose money because they didn't maintain their home.
We saw two cases this week at Rosie on the House Remodeling where people called for remodels because they wanted to, they were getting ready to sell, had had a home inspection, and then found out all the things that they had to have fixed. And they weren't even, they were nice homes. They were not aware that so much was going on. So this is a great way to do it a little bit at a time.
And whether it's something that you, even if you don't do it yourself, it would remind you to then call a tradesman to come do it for you. So it this week we talk about pool inspection. We're getting close to the swimming season, and when that temperature finally hits and we take the dive, and a lot of those crazy people from Minnesota and up in that area, they're already in their pools. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. They're the people that do the ice challenge. But when the majority of us, the normal people, and the water's above 80 degrees and we're making that dive, a lot of times we find out, okay, this isn't wrong, my chemical imbalance, and pool companies become overrun with service calls. And, you know, we're in such a society where it's now, everything's now. We expect to be able to find a pool guy when everyone's calling their pool guy. It's like when it rains and everyone expects a roofer standing by waiting for me. You may be the 100th person that roofer talked to that day, and you're 9 weeks out on his job list. You know, it's just, but if you stay ahead of that, which is what this program's designed to do, you don't have to worry about being in that situation. So we've got a 10-point checklist to go through and look, you know, looking for leaks. They're easier to fix when they're small than when they've blown out. And ultimately, when they blow out, there's a lot more repair work that needs to be done. So if you see any damp areas, start looking, identifying the source of that leak. A lot of times people will empty their pool this time of year and refill it so they've got a fresher water source to work with and take the chemicals. That does, in most municipalities, require a permit. And a lot of times that water can be recycled. All the water that goes into our drain system through the Phoenix, I don't know if it's just Phoenix or if Glendale, Avondale, you know, the metropolitan area, but all the water through the city of Phoenix reclamation is what fuels the water at our Palo Verde nuclear power plant. So that water can be reused to generate the energy we use to run our homes. So don't just, you know, put it down the wash.
Well, and check your own municipality because there are different rules in each one. I looked up City of Scottsdale just for one example, and your pool water can't leave your property. So you can use it on your landscape, you know, and you have to be careful doing that. You know, it'd be at a time of year where you've let the chemicals dissipate some. And then also put it in your own sewer drain. You cannot put it on the street. So your water has to stay on your property. And the good thing about emptying your pool, if you're going to do that, is you really should do it in the winter. So you're not going to be doing that when the pool guys are terribly busy. So you do it when it's cool, and then they can acid wash or replaster or clean up the tile. All that work should be done. If you've waited till now to drain your pool, it's too late. But there is a process you can do with the reverse osmosis. There's one company that will come out.
We had them on the air a couple weeks ago where they show up with a truck and they put a hose in and a hose out and they suck the water out of the pool. They clean it in their big truck and they pump it right back into the water. Now, it's more expensive than it is to drain the water and refill right now.
Well, and he also puts the chemicals back in. So, I mean, there's mm-hmm. the cost in that as well. I'm trying to think of the full name of it.
But you repurpose the water. And I don't think water is going to stay as cheap as it is right now forever.
This is true. This is true.
So I see that becoming a more common service in Arizona as we're constantly trying to save and retain our water and find best use for it. And, you know, splash pads, a lot of people support those because then it's providing water for a number of families instead of just one pool for your home. Wickenburg put in a splash pad. We've been to a few times. That's nice.
Downtown?
No, it's kind of up by the baseball park, closer to the airport.
So it's in the park, not necessarily by shopping. A lot of the shopping malls now have those where you go and you shop and then you let the kids play for a while.
I don't think there's one.
No?
Okay. Downtown. And pools are one thing that I always said I was never going to have. I never said I was going to have a lawn either. But in the summer in Arizona, you know, there's not a lot of things you can do outside at your own home or property without a pool and a lawn. And so we've got that for the kids. We don't have a pool, but what we're looking at is more of a living pond. And there's the pond gnome. I've been working with the Holdemans to get the design done because I don't want something I've got to maintain the rest of the year. And having a pool in Whitman next to a horse arena, I don't have the time to vacuum this every single day. So we're looking at this big living pond that would serve multiple purposes for the house. It would be a rain collection off the barns and the house and the outbuildings. So all the gutters would channel rainwater into the pond. It could be a source back to watering the horses instead of pumping it out of the ground. And then in the summertime, it could be a entertainment area to have a jumping area. We're going to build a little rock structure. You can make a big splash in the pond. And where it's going is in between two mulberry trees that we've had. So we'll have a tire swing into the pond. And it's a different type, but it's going to be a big water source because you can't stay cooped up all summer long inside, can you?
No, you can't. You know, May is actually National Safety Month, water safety. And in Arizona, though, we got to start in April. I think May's waiting too long. But just make sure you know what the rules are for having a fence up around if you have a pool. Make sure there's nothing kids can climb up and over. There's a lot of detail about what the latch is supposed to be, the door, how it should open out, the latch, how it's, how it works, and then also having self-closing doors on your home. So just be really careful. It's so heartbreaking. Every summer we have to worry. I'm so glad my kids are all older, but then the grandkids come to visit, and you got to start worrying all over again. So it's a constant vigil and a big responsibility if you have a pool.
You go to rosieonthehouse.com, keyword pool inspection. That'll take you to our 10 point items to check your pool for the swim season of 2019.